This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. With all those hills, San Francisco looks like hell for bicyclists. Maybe that explains the bad relations between city residents who ride and those who drive. The latest incident, an ugly, violent skirmish between a woman in a minivan and a band of bikers with pedals, not Harleys. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Susan Ferrando and her husband were celebrating their daughter's birthday with a night out in San Francisco. They had five preteens in their minivan, and Ferrando says she had just left a parking garage when she found her vehicle surrounded by bicyclists.
They were on the right. They were on the left. My car was sort of getting manipulated by the riders as to where I could drive or go. I was being inched to the left. My first thought was, maybe I'm in the middle of a bike race.
Nervous and confused, Ferrando said she tried to keep driving, hoping to get away from the bicyclists. But when she stopped at the next red light, her confusion turned to terror.
The back window is smashed out, and we are surrounded by bikers. And two or three bikers pounding on the front windshield and my side window, the driver's window. And all the while, I'm yelling out my window because I am inches from this person. There are children in this car. There are children in this car. Just let us go.
Neither Ferrando nor any of her passengers was hurt. However, her minivan sustained $5,300 in damages. Ferrando later learned that she had been in the middle of critical mass. It's an organic and leaderless bike ride held on the last Friday of every month in San Francisco, drawing hundreds, if not thousands, of cyclists. One critical mass rider, Kate McCarthy, was an eyewitness to some of the events that night. She says the cyclist had a reason to confront Ferrando.
I saw the driver hit a cyclist and flee the scene. And cyclists chased after her, about four cyclists chased after her. And I caught up with them, and they had stopped her at a stoplight.
McCarthy says the unidentified cyclist was not injured and did not file a police report. The incident has rekindled an ongoing controversy surrounding critical mass. Back when the group started riding 15 years ago, it was pushing for all bikers to have safe access to the roads. But later, as the group grew larger, there were complaints that many bikers were openly aggressive to motorists and others in their path. Mayor Gavin Newsom tried to downplay the Ferrando incident, calling it an anomaly, even as he called for more self-policing within the bicycle community.
It does the bicycle advocacy community no good to have people that are aggressive and dispirit the entire movement.
But Leah Shaham, executive director of the San Francisco Bicycle Coalition, says the incident is overblown and that critical mass is getting a bad rap.
Most of the folks are out there looking to be peaceful and respectful. They really are celebrating bicycling. They're looking for a joyful experience. There is always, though, a small percentage of kind of hooligans who want to mess things up for everybody else, who do get violent, who do send the wrong message, and that's unfortunate for everybody.
Not everyone in the cycling community would agree. Among the professional bike messengers taking their lunch break on Market Street downtown, no one is a fan of critical mass. Its ideals were great at the start, says Josh Richmond. Now he says it just makes his job harder.
Now it's just a bunch of people just stirring up trouble and making problems. And when they slam somebody's car hood, you know, if somebody gets pissed off, they take it out on us. We have to deal with it all day when we're working and deal with everybody else's road rage.
As for Susan Ferrando, she says she had never heard of critical mass before her run-in with them. And now she says she's unlikely to return to San Francisco anytime they're riding on a Friday night. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.